We are sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. So how many people do you know who can say this?
I have dropped my phone into a bucket of butter a few times in the last few days.
Well, she has a good excuse.
My name is Sarah Pratt, and I am the butter sculptor.
I caught her in the 42-degree cooler at the Iowa State Fair, where she's working on that butter cow sculpture this week. Last week, she finished the one at the Illinois State Fair, and the design for that started weeks ago with a sketchbook and the fair's theme of Grow With Us in her mind.
You know, sat outside, did some reflecting, took notes, did sketches, and what I came up with was this idea of a gardener or a farmer as, you know, connected to the land and tending to the land. And of course, the dairy cow is right there behind him or her, snatching up a sunflower right behind as the farmer is then tending to the sunflowers.
You know, that cow seems to have a look of mischief on its face.
Yes. I think anyone that's had animals, but certainly dairy cows, can relate to that feeling.
Sarah Pratt has been sculpting for 16 years and learned from a master.
I was fortunate to be an apprentice to Norma Duffy Lyon, who was a famous butter sculptor across the Midwest and really the nation. She started in 1960. I started working with her in 1991. And even after she retired, I was able to visit their dairy farm, and she would take me in her golf cart around and point out the good cows and which one had a strong back and a good udder and the different aspects that I should be sculpting.
Butter sculpting is a side hustle for Sarah. Most of the year, she's a special ed teacher in West Des Moines, a very rewarding job, but so is this.
I feel immensely honored to be able to be carrying on a tradition like butter sculpting and sculpting the butter cow in particular. I hope that when they visit the butter cow and they see the different displays in the dairy building, that they really do reflect on what an amazing gift dairy farmers give to us.
Sarah Pratt, the butter cow sculptor. You can see photos she shared at WGNradio.com. From the farm to your belly. Oh, this is one of my favorites. It's National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.